for starting a little early this evening so we could get our update on the Angel School project in just a little bit. I'd ask all former aldermen who are not current aldermen to please step outside the rail. Former Alderman Morris. Thank you, sir. At this time, I'd like to recognize my colleague, Alderman Laredo, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, folks. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen from Monday, November the 19th. We are starting a little bit past 7 this evening. As I mentioned, we will commence with our business, and then we will get an update from the DRC, the Design Review Committee, jointly with the Angel School Building Committee on where we are with regard to the Angel School project. As we've discussed, we will get 2 joint updates, the first one being this evening, the next one we will have in January. We will be joined a little bit later by the school committee who will sit through the presentation with us, and then we can open it up for some questions. I just want to make my colleagues aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. I do want to just take one moment to mention Alderman Ciccone, who is not, he had planned to join us this evening, but he is not here this evening. He had a long day today with checkups and things like that. He's doing fantastic. He said he was home watching us this evening, so if everyone can just give a quick wave, I'm sure I'll be getting a text message in about 2 minutes from him now. But he's doing great, and he thanks everybody for all their well wishes, and we are super glad that he will be celebrating Thanksgiving with his family this Thursday, which is fantastic. Okay, so with that, I am going to start on our first call of reports, and I'm going to recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hess Mahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report's docket for the Land Use Committee tonight begins on page 237. The one item, 190-12, which is ready to be reported out, is actually on second call. All other items were held. However, at this time, I would like to be recognized to assign a public hearing.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. On page 248 of the docket for this evening, a public hearing to be assigned for December 11, 2012, 277-10, parens 3, Jenny Marie 1, LLC, / Jenny Marie 2, LLC, petition for a special permit site plan approval to demolish an existing single-family dwelling and construct a multi-family dwelling containing a total of 9 two-bedroom units, 3 units per floor, with the first floor units adaptable under the Massachusetts Architectural Access Code and parking to the rear, accessed by Cottage Court at 152 Adams Street, Ward 1, Nonantum, on land known as SBL 141433, containing approximately 14,532 square feet of land in districts zoned Business 2 and Business 1. I also have an item for which I need to request a suspension of the rules to poll my committee.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
There's been a second.
Yes.
Motion has been made and seconded to suspend the rules so the chairman could poll his committee. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. On page number 245, petition number 259-12, parens 2, agreement to an extension of time in which to act on petition number 259-12, a request for a special permit site plan approval to add an attached dwelling to an existing dwelling and to construct 2 additional attached dwellings for a total of 4 dwellings at 9 Ripley Street, Ward 6, Newton Center. Said extension will run from January 7, 2013 to February 5, 2013, unless we're going to run time backwards. So at this time, I'd like to poll the committee. All in favor? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in favor, none opposed, and I'm, and one absent. And that is the report of the Land Use Committee this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, they have the Zoning and Planning Committee chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you. A little short microphone tonight. There's no report this evening.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, they have the Programs and Services Committee chaired by Alderman Sanciolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 239. The only item to report out is item number 359-12. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $300,000 from the FY 2013 budget reserve to the Parks and Recreation Forestry Vehicle Rentals account for the purposes of responding to tree damage as a result of Hurricane Sandy. That was approved as amended with an additional $200,000 from free cash by a vote of 5-0. And that concludes your report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, they have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee. The report will be given by Vice Chair Alderman Harney.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I'd like to say we're so happy to hear the chairman is doing well, so I won't even charter anything tonight in his honor. But
in his honor, no.
He did leave me with this report, and there are 17 different items having to do with public auto licenses and taxi licenses. So would you like me to read the docket items or the whole item?
Just the docket items are fine. If there is anything that is not, is different than approval, I would have you read that full one out. But it appears as if they're all...
These are all approved.
All the items, the public autos, but you do have a couple of other items to report on too, right? Okay.
All right, this is the public auto. 382-12, 339-12, 340-12, 341-12, 342-12, 344-12, 346-12, 347-12, 348-12, 349-12, 350-12, 351-12, 352-12, 353-12, 354-12, 343-12, 345-12. Those are all taxi licenses and public auto licenses.
And the vote on all those?
The vote on all those were 5-0 for approval.
Thank you.
Docket item number 195-12, Alderman Blazer, filing on behalf of Deborah and Mark Fogle, Michael Hamilton, and Deborah Lewis, an appeal from TC 50-11. Which was approved by a 3-2 vote by Traffic Council on May 31st, 2012, to prohibit parking between the driveway at 51 Lake Avenue and south to the curve at Cronin's Cove, Crystal Lake. The appeal was denied by a 5-0 vote. Docket item 311-12, Alderman Ciccone, filing on 9/28/12, an appeal from TC 512, which requested parking restrictions in the area of the blind curve on Winchester Street in Ward 8, approved by Traffic Council on September 27, 2012. This appeal was approved as amended, and the vote was 401. And finally, this last item was health. And Mr. Chairman, I would like to request a suspension of the rules for the purpose of accepting a late filed docket item on page 248 of the docket.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Motion has been made and seconded to suspend the rules to accept the late file docket item. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? Guys, can you just read it into the record?
Sure. Docket item 391-12, Alderman Lennon, filing on 11/14/12, an appeal from TC 36-12, which requested parking spaces on Richardson Street, which are currently reserved for Parks and Recreation employees on weekdays, be changed back to metered parking spaces, approved as amended by Traffic Council on October 25th, 2012.
Great.
The other one's not a late. Okay, that's the report, Mr. President.
Great, thank you, Alderman Harney. That item will be accepted on the referral docket. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Salvucci.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 242. First item, 314-12, is on the mayor requesting a water main be extended to a proposed easement from existing water main in the public way portion of Boulder Road, a distance of approximately 300 feet across the private way portion of Boulder Road to an existing water main in Dedham Street, approved 7-0. 355-12 National Grid requesting a grant a location to install and maintain 110 feet of 4-inch gas main in Winston Road from existing 4-inch gas main at 46 Winston Road westerly to 38 Winston Road, approved 7-0. On to page 243. Is honor the mayor with the support of Alderman Rice, Crosley, Reitz, Fishman, and Kalis requesting authorization to execute a 99-year lease between the City of Newton and the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority for 0.97 miles of unused MBTA rail bed that runs parallel to Needham Street to create a multi-purpose recreational pathway, approved 7-0. Uh, 319-12, no action necessary. Alderman Fuller, Appleton, Salvucci requesting a discussion of the benefits and drawbacks of using a construction manager at risk and the most effective ways of managing construction and controlling costs. I would like to be recognized to assign two public hearings.
Mr. Chairman, can you just report out the vote of the no action necessary on 319-12?
I just did that.
601. I did talk.
I beg your pardon. The report was, 601.
Thank you. And the earlier item, 302-12, just so that everyone knows, programs and services still need some meat on that item. So we may have you recognize that again after programs and services meets. I didn't catch that till after you read it.
I just noticed it myself.
Sorry. Okay. The chairman is going to be assigned in public hearings. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman, if you go ahead. Thank you.
On page 249 of the docket, public hearing to sign for November 28, 393-13, Light Power Fiber Networks, petition for a grant a location to install 135 feet of 4-inch conduit on Wells Avenue from Verizon Manhole, to 60 Wells Avenue, provide fiber optic service. That was, that'll be from November 28th. And 394-12 from November 28th, Design Review Committee, in accordance with 558 of the City of Newton Ordinance petitioning for schematic design and site plan approval for the proposed new fire station 1075 Dedham Street, with the inclusion of a possible wires division building on the site of the existing fire station 10, and that's also for November 28th. Also, appointment by His Honor the Mayor, Mark Resnick.
Those are just regular docket items.
Beg your pardon?
Those last two are just regular docket items. Those aren't being assigned to
us. That's right, they're not public hearings. Okay. 395-12, Mark Resnick, 56.
Mr. Chairman, you don't have to read those. The first two are public hearings. The next two are just...
appointments?
Yeah, they're just docket items for that, for your committee. That's all they are.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Finance Committee. The report will be given by Vice Chair Alderman Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee report begins on page 243. Item number 357-12, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $1,850,000 from fiscal year 12 free cash to the Rainy Day Stabilization Fund, approved 6-0. Continuing on page 244, item 358-12, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to expend a $15,000 reimbursable grant from the Mass Historical Commission for the purpose of surveying and documenting historic buildings in the City of Newton, approved 6-0. Item 359-12, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $300,000 from the fiscal year 13 budget reserve to the Parks and Rec Forestry Vehicle Rentals account for the purpose of responding to tree damage as a result of Hurricane Sandy. This was approved as amended 6-0, which was an increase of $200,000 for a total of $500,000, the additional $200,000 from free cash. Item number 303-12. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to expend a state brownfields program reimbursable grant in the amount of $22,158 and authorization to transfer the sum of $22,158 from budget reserve for the purpose of purchasing environmental insurance to support the creation of a multi-purpose recreational pathway through a 99-year lease between the city and the MBTA for an unused MBTA right-of-way parallel to Needham Street. This was approved as amended 501, and the amendment was that the $40,409.82 coming from free cash. Item number 320-12, Alderman Salvucci. This was held,
yeah,
so we can wait on this.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
That concludes the report, but may I be recognized, Mr. President, to assign a public hearing.
Go ahead, Madam Vice Chair.
On the docket on page 249, a public hearing to be assigned for December 3rd, 2012, number 397-12. The Director of Assessment Administration submitting for the Board of Aldermen review and approval the fiscal year 13 municipal property tax levy distribution percentages among residential, open space, commercial, and industrial classes of real property. Thank you, Mr. President.
Great. Thank you. And that evening, as I've mentioned in my weekly, we will probably start our board meeting a little earlier that evening, too, so we can have the hearing and then report it out at the full board. Okay? Is there any other business before the board on first call this evening? Alderman Sangiolo.
Mr. President, I just have a process question. The item number 303-12.
Which page?
On page 244. I know that it wasn't referred to programs and services, but shouldn't the program, that other item 302-12, go before that, precede it, or go in conjunction?
The item, I'm sorry, on page 244, which item, Madam Chair?
303-12.
303-12.
Isn't the grant for that MBTA right away?
This is just the insurance for the grant, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Right, so it's just, so should your committee pass it, this is just the financial piece of the insurance.
Right, no, I don't want it.
Okay.
I'm glad they voted for it. But we didn't take up the other piece to actually get the land.
Right, and it's held, so you'll take it up. This is, you know, it's been approved, I guess, if we want. The finance committee has seen that we want to have the insurance if it gets passed. If you don't pass it, then we'll have to revisit
right.
The item. Is that correct?
All right, it just seems weird.
I think they were just trying to take it up because it was on their docket. If not knowing when you were taking it up, and then subsequently the insurance item would have to come at some point in time after that, so we can always revisit it, okay? Okay, is there any other business before the board this evening on first call? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll and on the reports docket and on the referral docket.
Alderman Albright. Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone. Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile. Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill. Alderman Wright.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo. Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Twiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 22 yeas with 2 absent.
All items on first call carry. Okay, we have one item on second call. Is there a motion to forego our recess? Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. So we have one item on second call, and I will recognize the chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is on page 237 of the docket. This is petition number 190-12, Young Investments, LLC. Newton Community Service Center petition for special permit site plan approval to demolish an existing two-story building and construct a three-story, 36.5-foot multifamily structure with 13 units with a 1.47 FAR, 904 square feet of office space on the first floor, an 18-stall below-grade parking garage, a retaining wall greater than 4 feet in height in the setback, and to waive 11 parking stalls and certain parking dimensionals at 429 Cherry Street, Ward 3 West Newton, on land known as SBL 331212, containing approximately 13,398 square feet of land in District Zone Business 1. This was approved by a vote of 7-0. Subsequent to the working session, we received a significant amount of correspondence, including from some of the neighbors, as well as a memo on Sunday night by email from Alderman Crossley, responding to some of the issues that were raised. In addition, the petitioner provided the neighbors with some revised elevations on Friday, and I was contacted by Alderman Baker, who requested that in light of some of the issues raised and the fact that there were some, and in my view, the fact that some of these revised drawings had been disseminated only last Friday, considering we've got a holiday this week, I thought, and I believe Alderman Baker agrees, it would be prudent to postpone this vote for 2 weeks until a date certain of December 3rd, 2012, at our next board meeting to allow people an opportunity to read through the materials. I don't want to, you know, hasten a vote on this when not everybody is comfortable knowing all the information. So I, at this time, will move to postpone discussion on this item until a date certain of December 3, 2012.
Okay, there's been a motion made and seconded to postpone the item to a date certain of Monday, December 3rd. Is there any discussion on the item? Alderman Sangiolo.
I was just wondering what the board action date is.
I was informed by the clerk that the board action date is Monday, December... it's December 18th, whatever December 18th is the board action date. Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on the motion to postpone? Seeing none, we'll try this on a voice vote. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been postponed until Monday, December the 3rd. I'll recognize at this time Alderman Hesmahan.
First of all, my best wishes to Alderman Ciccone and his family. Second, I just wanted to note for the board, I know you're all going to go home and have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, but I want to remind folks that on November 27th, which is a Tuesday, we will resume the public hearing on the Riverside project as well as the Hotel Indigo project, which is on the adjacent lot. And in addition, I sent around an email the end of the last week. I'm not sure everybody's had a chance to read it, but I want to make sure that you know that the MBTA and Department of Transportation will be sending a representative who will be there to answer any questions that the alderman may have. And if anyone wants to submit any questions in advance to make sure that the individuals individual who's going to be responding is prepared to do so, please transmit it to the clerk's office, who will forward it to DOT. But I did get that confirmation from Representative Kahn's office that the MBTA would be sending a representative who will be answering questions. And I know some of the aldermen had requested that there be somebody there at the public hearing to answer those questions. So, and thank you all for your time.
Thank you, Alderman Hesmahan. Is there any other business before the board this evening? Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to recognize Alderman Laredo to adjourn our board meeting, and then we will officially be done with our business, but we will have the joint meeting this evening with the school committee. It is not an advertised
joint board meeting. This is not a board meeting. It's an informal meeting. So what I will do is I'm going to turn the meeting over to Alex Dalcarce from the Buildings Department, who will make introductions. We will have a presentation on some of the status is with the Anger Building Project. I know they've been discussing a lot of programmatic and educational pieces to this. We'll talk about some design concepts. We'll get an update as to where we are. Then we'll open it up to some question and answers, and then we will adjourn that meeting. So at this time, before I recognize Alderman Laredo, I do want to wish everybody a healthy and happy and safe Thanksgiving. If you're traveling or if you're at home, please enjoy your time with your family. Don't think about city business at all for at least a couple days, but then come back ready and raring to go next week, okay? So everybody please enjoy their holiday. And at this time, I'll recognize Alderman Laredo. Okay, there's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 7:35.